Strange Adventure. Buck Davis and Bob Drake sat with their coffee before them, matching dollars. Buck took his hand off his coin to find that he had lost again.
Ah, that's enough for me. You're the luckiest guy I ever saw. I quit.
Bob laughed and put his own coin in his pocket.
Well, you asked for it. I didn't want to take your money.
You haven't got it yet. You won't get it till we hit town. I'm short as it is.
Bob grinned. That's okay by me, but remember, I'll be right behind you all the way, so don't try to outrun me.
The two men said goodbye to the waitress and left the little truck stop. Outside, they climbed into the high cabs of their respective trucks and, with a roar from the powerful diesels, started down the long grade on the highway to town. Buck Davis in the tanker truck and trailer was ahead, hauling high-test gasoline. Bob Davis behind him had a load of pipe. At 3 o'clock in the morning, the road was almost void of traffic, and they ground on. The heavy trucks were held back on the steep grade by the gears. If they should jump out of gear, it would be almost impossible to stop them. With heavy loads like theirs, the brakes would soon burn out, and the trucks, with nothing to hold them back, would go careening through the night to end in a crash. This stretch of highway was one of the most dangerous on the run. It ran for miles straight as a string, and then at the bottom took a sharp right-angle turn. If a driver should misjudge his speed, there was nothing to stop him from hurtling off the road, perhaps to his death. Bob Davis grinned to himself in the darkness of his cab. Buck was his best friend, but by no means a fast man with a dollar. He hated to lose, and Bob knew that he might even have to work on him to get his 10. So he settled down to the monotonous grind of the long haul, his eyes on the running lights of the truck ahead of him. Suddenly he sat up. Buck in the tanker ahead was increasing his speed to the danger point. Bob muttered to himself, "What a trick to play on a friend." With Buck's lighter load of gasoline, he could beat Bob into town and get away before the payoff. Bob jammed his foot down on the throttle. This was one time his friend wasn't going to get away with it. Both trucks went hurtling through the night. Bob huddled over the wheel, striving to overtake the truck ahead. The tanker increased its speed, and Bob suddenly realized that it must be out of control. It was only a few miles to the end of the grade, and he began to brake his truck. Ahead, he could see the tanker leap in the air as it went off the highway. The moment he came to a stop, he lit running from the cab. The tanker was turned over, and a small tongue of flame licked up. Bob rushed to his buddy's side. Later, with Buck in an ambulance, his only injury a broken leg, Bob started to climb back into his truck. A highway patrolman came up to him.
"That was a brave thing you did, son, pulling your friend out of that wreck."
That wasn't bravery. I was sore. That guy owes me $10, and doggone if I was going to let him kill himself just to get out of paying it.
This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of Strange Adventures.